Oh, Logan, how you doing?
Hello.
What are you doing? What are you doing in the studio tonight?
Well, you know, I try to get in here a bit early just to prep. I like to take a few notes, so I've jotted down a few this time. I haven't many weeks previous, but, you know, being episode 23 and all, loose ends, I thought, you know, jot some notes
on
paper.
I thought we were on holidays.
To file note everything. Are we on holidays?
Not this week. I thought last week was our last show.
No, that's why I'm here early. Jotting down notes for my file note so that we clean everything up.
Oh, I thought we finished last week. What do we have to tie up?
Mate, we've got a lot to tie
Can't
up.
Can't we just leave a note on Facebook saying, hey, Ben and Logan's going to break for a few weeks?
No, I've got to pay the electricity bill here, so I'm writing that down right now.
How much do we owe?
$2.50.
You shouldn't have bought all that LED lighting to play outside the studio.
And the fairy lights, which we hang right above the studio for mood. No, there's plenty to tie up, Ben. This week, we have all the favourites back. A little note from a listener during the week got me thinking, and it was time to bring back an old favourite to tie it up once and for all with a theme towards the future. Yeah.
I guess the footy's on this week. We should look at getting some grand final previews with some experts in the field.
Maybe Do we have experts?
We've got Jeff Smith.
Jeff Smith will be back. Jeff Smith and also Dickie. And that is the week that will be. Ben?
This isn't a radio segment. This is just a standard conversation, isn't it? We're not on air.
No. Is it? Oh, we're on air. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Triple H studios in Waitara, Australia, it's the Ben and Logan Show. Coming up for you tonight, as well as an exclusive live performance from... And now, your hosts, the Baron of Barry Street, Logan Mead, and the 207 three-point shooter, Ben Trippiano.
Everybody, welcome back. As you heard, it is the last episode of the Ben and Logan Show for who knows how long. I don't know what's happening. We're on a break, are we?
I do, Ben. We're on a one-month break from the Ben and Logan Show as of this week.
I thought we were already on holiday. That's why I didn't prepare anything.
No, Ben, we're not on holiday. Episode 23 was always going to be our last leading up to the break. No, it wasn't. But we decided as of this week to tie up all the loose ends from winter as we've delved into spring and come back with a real summer edition here on Triple H. So tonight, plenty on the agenda in terms of loose ends, a couple of topics as always, off the cuff, or not off the cuff, but, you know, thoughts of the week. Fast news will continue. Will it continue into summer? That's it.
Continue or just come back? Because I saw it was slammed during the week on social.
Fast news.
Not some fast news. I was talking about Town Talk. Sorry. And I've just given away your secret. I'm sorry. But
Town Talk is back.
Town Talk's back, all right?
Town Talk will be back this week. Yes, social
Unnamed
media.
Unnamed Facebook
I did
user
it.
From Gosford. Stick that one up, yo. Ben and Logan, Triple H 100.1 FM. This is the Ben and Logan Show, and this is the week where we say goodbye, but not forever.
Now, I think it's important to stress that live we won't have the iPad thanks to Ben.
Again, and you do this every week, you break the one law of radio, which is don't say things that people can't see.
Now,
no one could have told. No one knows. No one knew that we were struggling from an audio production department.
The only reason I stress that is for a traditional listener who's listened every week, 22 and live, listened live, 22 episodes, and now they're listening to the 23rd. We'll be going into fast news.
Yes.
And I don't know how. That's I mean, you can
this
make
is a,
up...
This is a fair retort.
You can make up your own little fast news over the top, like a fast news.
Well, how about... I always use my voice. Why don't we use your voice? You come up with three.
Okay. I'll come up with three live and we'll go with them. All right? So you'll need to introduce...
Okay. So this is the new sound effect for fast news number one.
Fast news.
Okay. A little bit of a copy from what I've done, but that's
yeah,
fine.
I know, because I was just...
Last minute. Fast news number one. What have we got?
Ben, I'm going to start off...
And remember, fast news is fast, so you got to be quick.
Okay,
keep
start off. Economic.
Economics. What happening in economics? We're on the hotbed of news.
Mate, you can't...
Keep going. This is fast news. You can't stop.
Fast news is the economic world as we speak. Australia yesterday dropped 3.8% market share on the economy. That was $50 billion lost to the market. So take that as you will. pressure from China's economy is taking its toll. That's where I'm going to end you, because my major wasn't economics and I don't really know how to discuss further other than the market is often really judged by fear. I can see fear in your eyes, Ben, so we're headed down.
I'm absolutely full of fear on the market. What does it mean for Australians?
If you have shares that have dropped.
So is that bad for our super? We're young guys. We've got super.
Super, yes, it's tucked away, but super's tucked away in pretty stable shares. But it's in pretty stable shares.
What's stable shares?
Blue chip shares, you know. So you're fine.
All right, you ready? Fast news. Sorry, no, because then we'll cut these up and we'll use these next year.
Here we go.
Fast news number two.
Fast news.
Fast news number two. Big celebrity in town this week. Old Jay Biebs, Justin Bieber. Everyone's got Bieber fever I've met this week. Are you one of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yes?
I said yes just
You
off
said
the
yes
cut.
To start. Now go with the yes. Why have you got Bieber fever?
I don't even give a stuff that the man's here, to be honest.
Why not?
Old JB.
The most powerful recording artist in the world at the moment.
Yeah, but what is he?
Doesn't affect you?
Rolling around.
20-year-old kid, always in controversy.
NMP,
everyone's
Ben.
Always giving him problems.
Not my problem.
Actually stood up
for
people. People ask him selfies all the time. He's just, please be respectful. That's all he said. How many people are there to do that? He probably takes 100 photos a day. Imagine getting 100 photos a day. Sure, he gets paid a lot of money, but he cops a lot of crap as well.
Yeah, he does. I don't know. I'm trying to still fathom in my head what it would be like to take 100 photos a day of me. Well,
Probably more. And you get people who treat you like garbage.
Yeah, well, that's the life of a celebrity, Ben. You would know. I would know. So we just have to treat it with daily life.
Okay. Fast news number three. Take us home. The third and probably the best sound effect for Ben and Logan's Fast News. Go.
Snooze.
Oh, a little choir.
Yeah. Little choir is what I was going
orchestral.
For. Off the cuff, of course. That you would have taken a lot. Can I stress that you would have taken a lot of edits with your ones?
Nope. All one time. I don't have time to be editing because it's fast news. You don't waste time editing. We just want to get down to the facts and the fast news.
Fast news number three. Marco Amoretti, 40 years of age.
Is he named after Amoretti Biscuits?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know who these
Keep blokes. Going, keep going. It's fast news. We've dropped the ball on fast news. We've been going too slow with fast news.
40 years of age,
news.
Converted his Maserati during the week into an amphibious canoe and tried to drive from Rome to Venice via canals.
Okay.
Ben, this wasn't the first time Marco was arrested for doing such a feat. It was done in 2009.
I stopped listening as soon as he said the word amphibious canoe. Why are you turning a Maserati into an amphibious canoe? Why aren't you turning a Fiat?
I don't know.
Or a Skoda. Drive to Czech Republic, buy a Skoda for 20 quid.
It was an oldish Maserati.
Still, that should be more valuable. Arrested,
but it's not going to stop old Marco. His new plan is to sail via his amphibious canoe, as I might term it.
Indeed term it.
From New York down to Miami. So absolutely. Good luck to old Marco.
Yeah, good on him.
Feet.
Thanks, Marco.
It was complete with sunroof and rudder.
Mr. Amoretti Biscuit Marco turning his Maserati into a canoe. What we're going to turn is this break into a song. It's Ben and Logan, Triple H 100.1 FM. After this break, AFL Grand Final this Saturday, NRL Grand Final this Sunday. A great weekend to be on the piss. Pardon my language. It's going to be cracking 33 degrees as a weather report. We're going to give you your reports on what's happening in the game. Jeff Smith from Fox, as we've spoken to previously, he'll be back breaking down West Coast and Hawthorn.
With it being Saturday and Sunday.
Ben and Logan. We're wrapping things up this week. Before we go, though, big things happening this weekend which we want to look back at and really understand when we come back, sort of understand what's happening. For those of you who've been living under a rock, it's Grand Final weekend in Australia this year. Sorry, not this year, this week. AFL Grand Final on Saturday. It's going to be 35 degrees in Sydney.
And Sunday...
West Coast Eagles v Hawthorn Hawks.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the temperature in Melbourne. It's something we can ask our resident expert, even though he isn't a resident expert in weather. But yes, Grand Final on Saturday and Grand Final on Sunday this weekend. First time it's happened in a while.
Yeah.
Slash ever.
Yeah,
so,
And obviously on Sunday we've got the Broncos and the Cowboys. We'll touch on that later with our NRL expert. But back by popular demand, the man who's been requested by...
Two people
to come back on the podcast due to his stellar performance. Probably, I think what clinched it was his story in Austria about how he was playing a triangle.
And it must also be noted that no one else has got a request to come back on. So congratulations, Jeff. Are you there?
Boys, I tell you what, it's an absolute pleasure to be back on the Ben and Logan show. I tell you, since I've been on, there's just been a little bit of my life missing, boys, and I think this is it. So, look, it's a pleasure to be back, guys, and I've heard some great reviews about the show. I was chatting to Moo and Jimmy the other day, one of your stellar guests, and he told me about the huge thrill it was for him. So, boys, great to be back on air.
Thrill for him, but he also hasn't been requested back on, so...
Well, he's only had a week, and he did beat you in the penalty shootout. So, we'll should be sure to get him back on soon to take on the next challenger. Anyway, we're not talking here about your show, our show, anyone's show. We're here to talk about the big show, which is taking place on Saturday afternoon. AFL Grand Final, Hawthorn versus West Coast. Give us a rundown of the semi-final. Give us a rundown of what you think is going to happen on Saturday, because it's going to be a big game.
Boy, it is. It's the final I think everyone wanted. West Coast coming up against North Melbourne in the prelim. We all thought West Coast were going to be too good, and eventually they were, but early on, boys, it looked like it wasn't going to go that way. North Melbourne came out of the blocks on fire, and they kicked the first two, but they could have kicked the first three or four. But a couple of bad umpiring decisions sort of put West Coast back in the game, and they went on to it. But for the Hawks, they're just starting to click again. They are on song. They come up against a Fremantle side that was wounded in the prelim. Nat Fife, the newly crowned Brownlow medalist, was just sort of suffering from a broken leg of all things. So the Hawks got through, and we're set for a cracker, boys. These sides met in the first week of the finals. The Eagles got the points there, but I don't think they will on Saturday. I think the Hawks are just going to be too good and create a bit of history and claim their third straight premiership, lads.
Well, Jeffo, who's got more nerves going into the occasion? You've got a young West Coast team, and you've got a really experienced Hawthorn team, but they're going for a three-peat, only been done once before. And, I don't know, West Coast got nothing to lose. I like the odds of West Coast. They're juicy at a nice 240 for a betting man out there. But I don't know. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, the odds might be juicy, Logan, but you're not going to get your money back there, mate. I cannot see them getting over. The Eagles, they're going to be the ones nervous. I mean, they haven't played in a grand final for...
2006.
Beat the Swans by a point.
Okay, beat the expert at his own game, but that's all right.
And they last played Hawthorn in a grand final, I think in 1991 was the last side time, which Hawthorn won pretty comfortably there. But the Eagles, they're going in with the nerves. This group of Eagles players haven't sort of been in this big stage, whereas this current crop of Hawthorn stars are going for a fourth premiership. It's their fourth grand final in a row, aiming to become the first Hawthorn side to win three in a row. So, I mean, they're set. I mean, it's in Melbourne, which is a huge bought bonus for the Hawks. Conditions are going to be hot, which may suit the Eagles a fraction. But I just think the Hawks might be a bit too good.
Tell us, because obviously some punters, and I know we've talked a lot about betting, despite that we're not a betting show, and please, if you do gamble, gamble responsibly. They like to throw some money at the medalists. So I think it's the Norm Smith in the AFL Grand Final. You can get a lot of value there. Listen, I'm not necessarily asking about betting, but who's going to break this game open? Who's going to take control of this game? Is it someone from West Coast, like Hawthorn, like Luke Hodge, who's been there a few times, or one of the young rising stars from West Coast?
It's the obvious one, but Sam Mitchell's going to be the difference in this game. If he gets plenty of football, and I was listening to Nathan Burke talk today, the St Kilda great, he's made mention that Sam Mitchell's the player to watch out for. And he will be. I mean, he still had 35 touches back in the first week of the finals, even when the Hawks lost. But he's going to be crucial. And the other thing too, boys, these two midfields are going to go head-to-head. I don't think there's going to be many tags out there. The Eagles were tagged. Luke Shuey was tagged for the Eagles last week by Ben Jacobs, who did a reasonably good job. But I'm looking forward to these two sides just going hell for leather. If the Eagles are going to win, then I think... I mean, it's either your man Prittis, who's had another stellar year, Shuey or Gaff on the wing. So, a couple to watch out for. But for mine, it's probably Sam Mitchell, I reckon, will win this game for the Hawks.
I think you might find Shuey is doing a Shuey later that evening.
Yeah. Oh, what
are you doing? That's my absolute tip.
I mean, Jeff, we know you're funny, but we leave to the humour to Logan on this show. I mean, that's an absolute stellar bit of comedy.
And the even more pressing question, the final one, Jeff. Hawk or an eagle? Who wins?
I'm not talking about the game. We're talking about the eagle. You're going with the eagle to win in real life.
It's just got the eye, you know. It's got that.
But what about the talent of the hawk?
Hawks have got claw, like beast claws. I know eagles have got the wingspan.
Yeah, you have to decide: is it a bald eagle? Is it a sea eagle? I mean,
it's a combination of the two, which is interesting.
A hybrid.
Desert eagle.
Before we go though, let's do something we can look back on in a few weeks and say someone's an absolute genius or an idiot. All right, we're going to get everyone's opinion. I want to know who's going to win. Who's going to win the best on ground? And give us one big moment. That no one will see coming. So for starters, I'll get a start, all right? I'm picking Hawthorn to win. I'm going to say Jared Roughhead. Does he play for the Hawks?
Yep,
he does.
Well done.
The only one who's actually fits his name. He
had
a very rough head
last week.
And I'll tell you what, the Hawks will win it with the last kick of the game. That's my big call. All right, Jeff, you're up.
We are Hawks by 12 points. Sam Mitchell to win the medal. And the point post to snap in half at some point in the second quarter.
It will be unlikely, but hey, that's what these suggestions are for. Who knows?
Hey, boy, that's happened before, all right? So just stay tuned.
Logan, wrap it up for us.
Wrap it up. Luke Shuey to win the medal and West Coast to win. Because of that, he will be doing a Shuey later in the evening, as I alluded to. I think a goal, exactly a goal, 6 points. Big moment of the grand final. I think you'll find a big, fat Hawthorn man behind the goals giving it to an Eagles player as he runs in and kicks a goal.
You got some inside mail there. You're not
going to
be dressing up,
are you, Spoon? You won't find me at a Hawthorn jersey down at the ground. Well, maybe at the ground. If only. Thanks, Jeff. It was great to have you on. As per usual in our wrap-up show, we must tell you, of course, as well, that we're having a three-week hiatus. So, I don't know, listeners will miss us as much as you.
Yeah, we'll be able to.
I'll miss you, lads. Don't worry about that.
Beautiful. Thanks very much for joining us, Jeff. That was Jeff Smith, the man, the legend. He'll be joining us in the future, hopefully. An absolute gentleman of the game. This is Ben Logan, Triple H. We'll jump to the breaks now and be back after this. Dissolved by Daniel Johns. Yes, I'm getting nod from Logan, the music man. Daniel Johns, he's just dissolved our break.
Oh, no. Daniel Johns is the dissolution to this show. Maybe that should have been the final show we played. Ben.
Mate, final song we played. Jeff Smith was great. We're going to go to the NRL Grand Final preview after this, so stick around.
With Dickie. But for now, we had, Ben, actually, can you take us through during the week? We had a bit of fan mail come into the show via text.
Yes. Good friend of the two of us, Sean Taylor, who has interacted with us on Facebook before. I remember at the first ever Ben and Logan podcast, actually sent a photo of himself using a paperclip after you declared them useless.
In 2 years down the track, paperclips are quite valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's actually sent a bit more fan mail in. And we posted online yesterday. So if you get a chance, go to Facebook, Ben and Logan, and have a look. What he says to me is a review of the show. Because he said, mate, I haven't listened to it. It's been a while. I don't have time. I don't catch the train down from Gosford to Sydney anymore. My transport takes 5 minutes opposed to an hour and 20 it used to take. So I just generally don't have a lot of time where I'm sitting and can listen to you guys. And we said, mate, that's fine. When you get a chance, just listen. And he said, mate, I'm driving to the Coffs Harbour. Okay? Let me have a listen then. So we caught up on all our old podcasts and our first episode. Our first episode was all right, I thought. Some new topics debuted.
We hit a real peak in the mid-episodes.
Yeah.
And I'll let a shout-out to a friend of the show who's also in the midst of that. I think long journeys are the way in terms of listening to
us. Yeah, and I tell you what, there'll be people, it's 2015 now, there'll be people in 2020 listening to this show saying, oh, I remember all those relevant stuff. And I would like to say hello and welcome to everyone listening in 2020. Hi.
I've got a Klingon little high
five. No, you don't. Oh, that reminds me. probably the biggest news that's ever happened. They found water on Mars. And why did we have that in Fast Talk? Fast news.
Because Marco Amoretti sailing down
Mr. Biscuits.
To Venice via Rome was far better. No, it's tying up loose ends tonight. And friend of the show, Lou Ferguson's big fan of Town Talk as Luke, well, in
Fergo.
Addition to Sean Taylor. So I thought, you know what? She's in the midst. She's about episode 11 or 12. We're at 23 now. We're ready for a break.
Lou, how you doing? Welcome.
There's a period of time where we didn't do Town Talk, but tonight. Tonight, Ben, for a one-time-only comeback, much like John Farnham, it's back.
I would like to say, and the reason it's back is because you were challenged with feedback. Feedback is never a bad thing. It's always a good thing because it allows you to improve. Review from Sean Taylor. Logan makes a lot of big unsubstantiated claims, which I think is fair. The show seems like it'll be good. Exclamation point. Keyword. Reason that's got you fired up. Town Talk needs a bit of work.
Yes.
So, Logan, I'm ready to hit the music. Are you ready?
I am ready. Play the music. And for those who are listening live, there is no music.
Again,
I'm going straight into Town Talk.
Again, you don't need to do this. You don't need to break the rules of radio. People, we can edit this in. You made it clear earlier. Town Talk. Which town are we grilling this week?
Ben, the town this week for Town Talk, and in light of Sean Taylor's comments that I make substantiated claims, I'm going with one that I will be able to claim on, even though I haven't been to this town.
As always. I'd be disappointed if you'd been to any of these towns, actually.
Well, Ben, tonight is a town slash city. It's gone a bit bigger. We're going to Byron Bay. Byron Bay. And
the Banana Boat theme song is now the official theme tune of Byron Bay.
Please play it over on the podcast. Unsubstantiated claims will be confirmed next week as I head to Byron next weekend.
Okay, so, you know what? As a bit of fallout for this, I'd like you to interview the people of Byron Bay. Do you reckon you can do that?
I can.
Just get a few vox pops from people up there. That's all we need.
As for Town Talk, that's what I'll do.
Good times. Anyway, show us what work you've put into it.
Location, 45 minutes from the Gold Coast by car. A bit longer, about an hour and 15 by bus. Ben, mode of transport's the key as to how you get to Byron. Do you go by plane or do you go the longer journey of about a 12-hour journey from Sydney by car? I'm going by plane. So I'll see if that's the favourite option.
Mr. Executive.
I'll interview people up there about whether that's the favourite option when I get there.
Well, that doesn't seem like the question you ask people who are up there. But, you know, keep going, please. I don't want to derail you.
Weather, really beautiful climate, Byron Bay. Absolute stunner. Warm. At the moment, it's 18 degrees. Late September, 18 degrees at 8:40 at night. Yeah, you're right on the money. Yeah, cheering of sorts. Top pubs. Now, there's a plethora. And for all types of occasions. So I've picked three here for all different types. Beach Hotel as the general pub. For a more laid-back, friendly vibe. And not that the Beach Hotel is in any way not friendly. But the Railway Friendly Bar. Friendly in the title.
They're all friendly.
So that's that.
Friendly
and
people.
For a party deep into the night, you're looking at Cheeky Monkeys, where you'll continue on to the early hours on tables, chanting away. Once again, we'll confirm that next week.
Good. And I'd like to see video and photo and maybe audio from a security guard or DJ or a patron.
The meal of the pub you're looking for. I'm looking forward to trying confirming how good this is. Beach Hotel does a crispy fried chicken and chips with aioli for $18.
I'll take that. Crispy fried chicken.
Also, a bit more upmarket, which I'll probably also try because it's a weekend long trip. Mussels and clams with a chili tomato broth and sourdough on the side, $26. Bit dearer, but once again,
Byron Bay. It's very touristy.
Byron Bay, we're on the edge of the water. Mussels and clams, surely fresh.
I'd hope so.
Activities, there's heaps. If you're into a more couples retreat, bask on the beautiful main beach. Canoe with dolphins and turtles. Don't know if that's a asterisk may see or may not. Also, there is a lighthouse up there which filters through a lot of grams. So you can walk up there, grab a photo, bask in the view out to sea. Other than that, you know, plenty of stuff to do. I'm sure there's a golf course up there I won't be partaking. But other than that, it's just a great, great relaxed sea vibe. Also, day trips to Nimbin aren't too far away. So if that's part of your makeup, take that trip.
Listen, I know the Makini Footy Club, and I'm sure it'll be on the itinerary somewhere. Anyway, the best part of this program is that we rate the towns after we use them. Logan, give us your rating.
My rating this week, Ben, on Town Talk is 7.
Only
and
7?
And a half. I know.
They've built it up to be some sort of coastal isolated paradise.
There. I don't want to get there and it be some kind of tourist, absolutely packed to the brim with tourists. But I feel that's what is going to get its negative ratings down. You know, I'm looking for a great holiday, a great relaxed vibe, but at the same time, plenty of social activities.
Good. I'm glad we were able to review your holiday destinations because...
And as a town, Byron, we'll see how it ticks off the list. Sean... I hope that got you going.
Good. Maybe we can do a live town talk because Sean lives in Terrigal. We can do a live town talk in Terrigal next week or next, whenever we're on next. Who knows? We're going to go to...
we're going to do a live town talk, Ben.
We should.
Upon the comeback.
Let's do a road trip 1 week. In summer, let's do a... knows when we come back, we'll do a lot. I don't know if we can do live, but we can do where we go and meet the people.
A pre-recorded town
talk. Let's meet the people.
Pre-recorded town talk.
If you live in a random town, let us know where you want us to go and we'll go there. As long as the lunch is on you.
Pre-recorded down trip. That's a
be great.
The best.
Ben and Logan, Triple H. After this, the expert, the man from the Get Around This podcast, Mitch Doyle, is going to give us his preview.
For the meantime, Kiara.
Of the NRL Grand Final.
With Overdose.
Overdosing on great radio tonight. You certainly are.
Ben and Logan show continuing on through the evening as we wind up episode 23, which is our tying up loose ends episode. But we're not tying up a loose end right now. We're about to get on the line with our resident expert of the NRL. Who is Dickie, for those who are first getting into the show.
Give him a proper introduction. Who is he?
Dickie's the star of a podcast called Get Around It. He is also a man who just knows a plethora about rugby league, old Dickie. And he is our expert for the NRL, having previously covered off the AFL. Dickie, our man. Our
Mitch Doyle,
expert.
How are you?
Are you there?
I am doing great. Hello, can you hear me there?
I can hear you, Dickie. I didn't know where you've just... You're on the toot before, from all I could understand, which is why we had to hold off in getting you on.
Yeah. I'm ready now, though. I'm ready to go.
Mate, perfect. Big week with the prelims, the Cowboys and the Roosters. Did they play? No, the Broncos played the Roosters. How did you see the game? How did the Broncos set up?
The Broncos over the Roosters, probably one of the better rugby league performances you've seen in the last couple of years. Like, from the outset, the Broncos dominated that game and the Roosters just had no end. It was a quality out of footy. And it just shows the things that a coach like Wayne Bennett can do over one season with a quality outfit.
The Broncos would have beaten any team from any era on Friday night. Every part, I think they made one error in the first half. And the try from other McCulloch just showed that any pass they threw stuck. What was that the best game you've seen the Broncos play all year?
It was definitely the best performance of the season for us and probably of any team in the competition for the Broncos, sorry. Yeah, as you said, it was anything the Broncos tried, it came off. And it wasn't just the efforts in attack. It was the effort in defence as well. Apart from a few errors from Jack Reid on marking Blake Ferguson, everybody aimed up on that side.
Well, he's not the first person to have trouble when Blake Ferguson's run at them. now, obviously, you do say us, so we tried to get you on here, and Pesadio's a neutral, but you're not a neutral. You're a diehard, born and bred Broncos fan. What does
I
mean? Logan, you guys for Fremantle's, you had it last year, but it's not the same because you've not gone from. What's it like going through grand final week? Because sort of supporting the A-League, there's 10 teams, so it happens probably often, more often than not. AFL, we don't really have that connection with the Swans or any club like that. So what does it mean for you to have a team in the grand final?
Well, I didn't really fully appreciate it growing up. You know, like, as a Broncos fan, it was every 2 or 3 years of winning a premiership. But we've gone through, 9 years now since the grand final, and it's completely different. Like, the occasion now you can just fucking feel it. I couldn't feel it when I was younger because I was used to it, but it's just like, you know, I almost cried winning the prelim on Friday night.
Really?
Oh, wow. It just means something to the – and it also means something coming from, you know, we're not a team that's had hard times, but being 12th a couple of years ago, finishing 8th last year, it means a lot having, you know, our man back and getting the team back to where it belongs.
I mean, you say you haven't had hard times. You've had Henjack and Griffin coaching. I mean, that's if they're not hard times.
Well, I mean, yeah, but your hard times compared to your Parramatta or whatever, a couple of years out of the 8th is not that bad.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're coming up against I'm going to say enigmatic outfit in the Cowboys, well led by none other than JT, Jonathan Thurston, who took out the Dally M on Monday night. What's your take on them? How big an opposition are they going to pose to the Broncos this weekend, this Sunday?
Yeah, somehow they've come into the game as favourites. We beat them a few weeks ago, but, you know, they've come in as favourites. I guess it's the fact that JT, you know, is probably going to hit some form of other level in this game. But they're a formidable outfit and they play a good brand of football like we do. If you're not a Broncos or Cowboys fan, this is still probably going to be the best grand final since Cowboys' last effort in 05 against the Tigers. It's going to be, it should be a cracker.
I think,
and as you said, Thurston, you know, he strikes fear into anybody. I am shaking over here thinking about what he could do on Sunday afternoon.
I think there's been a lot of talk about him becoming the next immortal. And to be honest, I mean, we're probably not old enough to have fully appreciated Andrew Johns when he played, but I mean, I don't remember Andrew Johns playing with this consistency or even this form. Like, the way he controls the game and just dominates the game, he's kicking, everything he does is terrific. In your opinion, does he need to win this game to become an immortal?
It'll definitely help. You know, it sounds dumb, but the guy's always had a tractor next to his name is that people have seen that. You know, he has got a Bulldogs grand final win, but it's not seen as Thurston's grand final.
Yeah, they didn't.
So, he definitely, if he gets this one, you could almost lock him in as an immortal.
Yeah.
If he doesn't nab it, it'll be a discussion for a long time.
Absolutely.
Now Dicky, we're going to get your thoughts on who will take out the Clive Churchill, but I've got a little potential of my own I'd like to come across. Your pick either two of the teams most likely to lose their premiership ring from either team.
To lose it. We've got a couple of Dylan Walkers out there, do we?
Potentially.
Potentially. For the Broncos, I'm going to say Sam Thaide. I don't know why, but...
Don't know where he's putting his fingers, that's why.
He finished it, sir. As for the Cowboys, look at James Carmel. It looks like a tiki... what are those things called? A tiki head?
The Easter Island head or the tiki head?
Yeah.
You have to have a big ring to fit it on his fingers as well.
Yeah, it'd be hard out getting it out of the stadium without losing it, that bloke.
Yeah, there's not...
Dickie, who is your tip for the Clive Churchill and ultimately...
Let's grab... We want your tip to who's going to win. We want you who's going to win the grand final and give us something that out of the ordinary. So, Logan, get us started.
Oh, okay.
Just an example.
So, basically, I think, unlike Dickie, I think the Cowboys will win by two. That's just I don't watch a lot of league, but I just think Thurston might do a moment of brilliance in that. Thurston will be the Clive Churchill medalist, and I am picking a headbutt. I think probably early on, one of the Broncos or Cowboys players will headbutt someone on the opposition.
And who's your Clive Churchill?
Yeah, JT.
JT. All right, so Dickie, we need a winner, Clive Churchill, and then sort of one moment of madness from the game, or just moment. So.
Moment, okay, so winner, like, you know, it's going to sound like I'm the biased Broncos fan you've called on the radio here, but, you know, we'll keep kicking goals as the weeks roll by, keep hitting new targets, new levels. I think we'll do it, and I think we'll do it by six. And Clive Churchill, I'm not going for, you know, the fancy picks of Ben Hunt or Milford or any one of those. I'm going with Adam Blair, who's been the real catalyst of our form the last 6 weeks.
He's probably one of the better performers, as you said. All right, I'm thinking... Cowboys to win. I think that last week, I mean, the Storm were no roosters in terms of the performance, but it looks like to me the Broncos peaked last week. Like, if they can match it, they'll win by 20. But I don't think they can match that again. I'm going to say as a bit of a Michael Morgan to win the Clive Churchill, and then a moment of madness. Would not be surprised if you see a pitch invasion from the Cowboys fans if they win. So,
love that.
I mean, they can't afford the flights down. They can surely, you know, spend another $5,500 on
Dickie,
the
Dickie, end us
invasion.
With your moment of madness. This week's grand final, what'll happen?
Oh, wouldn't say moment of madness, but I will say the moment will be, it'll be 12 all, 60 minutes into the game. Broncos will be on their line as every other game, and it'll take one defender, we'll charge up with Ben Hunt, and we'll be away. We'll score the match, we'll know it's 15 to go.
There you go.
Hunt to Milford under the post.
Well, we'll put this in the vault in 4 weeks. If we come back, we'll be able to go that. Keep up your hate for Lachlan Maranta. And I just want one thing we want to do before we go is you told me an experiment you were doing with your face earlier this year in regards to shaving. Yeah. Now, Logan's had a challenge with shaving recently. Can you tell us what that experiment was and how it progressed, just to help Logan grow a beard?
Look, it was slow for the progress. The experiment was, I was with my roommate just at the time, said, why don't you try shaving every day and we'll see if the whole theory of, you know, cut it, it grows back quicker kind of thing works.
Yep.
So I was shaving my face every day when it was bare, hoping that something would happen. It grew a little faster, but, you know,
Not worth shaving the skin.
Oh, shaving every day. You would have gone through that much moisturiser, Dickie. You wouldn't have known it.
No, more than when you're a teenager, I bet. Anyway, this is Ben and Logan on Triple H 100.1 FM. Thanks, Mitch Doyle, for joining us. Good luck to the Broncos this weekend and for any fans travelling down. We'll be back right after this.
The Aston Shuffle there with Won't Get Lost on the Ben and Logan Show. Well, for the moment being, this is the last time we'll bring you out of a song and close.
And what's going to happen? We said we were using this episode to tie up loose ends. We didn't tie anything up. Used no knots.
Absolutely tied up nothing. We left a lot of open questions regarding the rugby league and AFL grand final. Town Talk left things open because I'm interviewing people up in Byron Bay and we're coming back with fresh material there. We absolutely tied zero up.
So, but I mean, if I'm a fan, I'm happy. I mean, I know that, you know, it just means that when we get back, we have a few missed calls, a few emails, a few bills are piling in saying, you know, this
actually,
is the second
don't notice. Send us any emails in the send us messages. I'm not a fan. Coming back, that is the worst part about coming back from anything, and there's just emails galore.
Yep.
Well, send me an email, but don't CC me in on any email.
Okay.
That's what I'll call.
Cool. Anyway, just before we go, give people an update of where we are during this week. Like, what's happened with you?
Thought in terms of tying up loose ends. I figured out today that, you know the ever-going dilemma in terms of headphones, how it just ties up in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Found the solution.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a solution, but it reduces. If you put the headphones in your suit jacket as opposed to your trousers...
Mm-hmm.
Reduces the rate of tangle.
Okay.
That's where I'm at this week terms of thoughts. Obviously, they're absolutely flowing. Thoughts on you, Ben?
Was actually speaking to a girl I know about the podcast because she's trying to get into radio. She's asking how we did and I was like, oh, listen, we're professionals, but we can always help out. And she was asking about you and she actually wanted to meet you. Her name's, and I'll give her a bit of a shout out, her name's Gigi Haddad. Have you heard of her before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Ben? I'm sorry, Gigi, out there.
No, she said she wanted to meet you.
This is a stitch up.
She thought you were attractive, so. I'm not joking.
Thank you, listeners. This is an absolute on air stitch up.
No, there's no. Like,
yeah, it is.
There is no hidden agenda here. There is nothing that would discredit you from her.
Well, I don't have that. I don't have a similar. Female or male
Ben. I mean, do you have a
message? And that's probably fortunate with your current hat, which looks like a little bowler's hat on top
of your
head.
Again, don't talk about things people can't see, okay?
Good point.
Now, do you have a message for Gigi I can go back with or the chicken list?
Gigi, happy to meet you. Happy to... Are we meeting on a personal level or are we meeting... Because she's obviously keen to get
personal
the radio.
Professional.
She wants my thought.
She said she thought you were attractive.
I'm happy to cross the personal professional relationship. But we'll see how things go.
Just so you know, I was testing if you know who Gigi Haddad was. Gigi Haddad is actually the girl from the How Deep Is Your Love film clip. Calvin Harris.
Yep.
Dating a Jonas brother.
Oh, great.
So the topic of question...
I knew it was a stitch up. I knew it was an absolute stitch up from the moment
why were you
that
so
went
keen?
Forward.
So the question is, could Logan compete with a Jonas brother? Circa 2005, no. 2015? Maybe. I don't know.
I'm still confused.
That could be a good question for next time we come back. Could Logan compete with the Jonas brother?
Okay, well, floated by the potential replacements for Town Talk, which was obviously wrapped up for now.
It wasn't wrapped up at all, and you even said that earlier. It's not wrapped up.
Good point.
Good times. Anything else before we go?
Just like to thank all our listeners for keeping with us for the time being. We will be back shortly. Time will whisk past before
Give us an ETA.
It'll be end of October will be our return.
2015. Okay.
Not 2016. We're not coming back in a year and a month.
If we come back in a year and a month, I'll be more surprised than if we come back in a year and a month.
So see us then for our 24th episode on the Ben and Logan Show. Our journey will continue.
We'll be going to summer. For people who remember us from the past, we might have a special edition coming up. We're not going to make any outlandish statements now, but go back, check your old episodes, and yeah, see if you find the secret code.
Ben and Logan version 2.0 will return. This has been an absolute pleasure. Goodbye, all.